Welcome back, guys. DGS, few minutes shy of 5 p.m. Frank Cusumano joins us from News Channel 5. What's up, Frank?
Dave, great to be with you. Busy day in sports.
Yeah, I don't know if you know this, but Scottrade is being renamed to the Enterprise Center. And you know how I know that? They sent me a cookie.
Oh, not bad. I had one of those cookies earlier today, too. Pretty tasty.
They're good, right?
That's the way to get to the Dave Glover Show. Send cookies.
You're right. Cookies would be good. Cookie is a... Oh, never mind. What's going on in sports? I saw some guy throws 105 miles an hour.
Yeah, in fact, talk about this.
I just left the clubhouse, and I asked the catcher, Francisco Peña, what was it like catching 105? He says, the only thing I could equate it to, when I was 11 years old, he played in the Little League World Series, and he said, I had to face this fellow by the name of Danny Almonte, who turned out to be like, 17 or 18. And he says, from that close a distance, that's kind of what it felt like. Mm. It's just insane. Nobody, since they started tracking pitches, nobody's ever thrown a strike 105 miles an hour. So this 21-year-old kid, and he did it twice yesterday. He threw two at 105. He threw two at 104. On Saturday, he threw two at 103. It's insane.
And when I was watching the replay, he's also a little wild, which is a pretty good combination.
That helps.
Yes, there's an expression in baseball that goes, effectively wild.
Yeah.
I mean, could you imagine a guy trying, like a right-handed hitter, trying to dig in and feel real comfortable and aggressive with 105 coming at you? Mm-hmm. Please.
So is this an aberration? Like, oh my God, I just threw it 105, or is he always like consistently over 100?
Yeah, he's always been there. He's thrown the five hardest pitches in baseball this year, like in the top 20. He's probably got about 18 or 19. He's been a phenom for a while. The Cardinals have known it. He's had some punctuality issues. You know, he's just a kid. He's 21, likes to enjoy life a little bit. But he's figuring it out, and he knows that one day soon he could just be a lights-out closer.
He threw the five fastest pitches in baseball this season all to one hitter. Right?
Yeah.
All to one batter.
Guy.
Yeah. Talk about bad luck, that guy.
There's another interesting story. They got a guy on the team now. His name is Tyler O'Neill. He can't be taller than 5'9". His dad and his brother are very accomplished bodybuilders. His dad won Mr. Canada. And so Tyler has been lifting weights for a long time. He's got muscles on top of muscles. And he has started the last couple of games and hit home runs, and he's in the lineup again tonight. He had 13 home runs in Memphis already. I mean, this is a really mediocre offense. Maybe this kid will jumpstart it, because with this pitching, the way it is right now, if they just have an average offense, they can, definitely get to the postseason.
Frank, this Peña catcher, are the Cardinals going to address the catching situation with obviously Yadi getting hurt and then the backup getting hurt, and now the guy who's catching was hitting like .150 in AAA? Is that something they are talking about addressing, or are they just going to wait it out until guys get healthy?
Yeah, I think Yadi is ahead of schedule. Carson Kelly will be back probably in about 8 days. And Peña is a pretty good defensive catcher, and right now he's hitting .282, so I don't think they're going to make a move there. They have a pressing need at shortstop, actually, with Paul DeJong injured, and they tried to play Jerko there the other day, and that didn't work out. So now they're probably going to go with Greg Garcia. But I think they're okay at the catching spot. Here's the thing, guys, is they went to bed last night a game and a half out of first place, okay? And that's with missing your Hall of Fame catcher, your franchise shortstop, your best starting pitcher, and two of your highest paid players hitting under .200. So if I'm the Cardinals, I'm thinking, I'm feeling pretty good about this situation, because Alex Reyes is on the way. These guys will not hit as poorly as they have the first 5 or 6 weeks. I think they're in a great spot.
I don't think we got a chance to talk to you about this last week. Is Adam Wainwright's career over?
If I had to guess, the last time we'll see Adam would be like in September, maybe getting a token start or coming out there so he can take a final bow. Now, he would not, buy into that. But boy, when you're 30, about to be 37, coming off your worst season ever, and you just can't get healthy, I mean, it would take a miracle. Andy Bennis had a miraculous final season. It's possible, but I would bet against it.
I mean, we keep thinking, okay, he's healthy. This is going to be the maybe a return to form, and he just always ends up back on the deal. Just, it seems
God
like
bless him. He's one of the great Cardinals of all
time. No doubt.
He just can't beat Father Time.
So, Frank, what's going on with the Golden Knights?
It's wild. You know, Dave, when they were doing their draft, and they were picking up like these players that weren't protected, people like David Perron of the Blues, all these players they picked up had flaws because if they were really valuable, the teams would have protected them. You can protect a certain amount of players. And so a lot of people thought that they would get some of these players that weren't bad, but then move them for draft choices and then build for the future. Instead, they just took the attitude as, we're going to coach them up. They're pretty good players. And we're going to go out and try to win the thing right now. Hmm. And they're doing something. They're the greatest expansion team in the history of professional sports, and nobody is even close.
Wow.
That's amazing.
And then we have the Blues.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I don't either.
If you could go over there and get somebody to send Dave more cookies, that would be a good start.
Yeah. It's a good place to start.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cookies help.
Yeah,
I'm with it.
All right, man. With one cookie.
Anything in the NBA of interest?
Tonight, the kid from Chaminade High School, Jason Tatum, squares off against LeBron James. Tatum has had this incredible rookie season. He's not even old enough to buy a beer, yet he's scoring 18 points against LeBron James. It's going to be a great game tonight. It's a game four. If Boston wins, they're going to win the series, and we're going to have a St. Louis kid in the NBA Finals.
Awesome. Thanks, Frank.
All right, guys. Take care.